Let me ask you about the position of the Greens in this parliament. I mean, there's been quite a shift since the election. Adam Bandt is gone. Your new leader, Larissa Waters, is, 8 or 9 months into the job. Are the Greens as forward-leaning as they were in the last parliament? Are you delivering results in the way that some of your members believe you did before the election?
Oh, look, I think we are. And look, it's fair to say every leader has their different style and every politician has their different style. And, you know, Adam's not Larissa and Larissa's not Adam. And of course, there's going to be stylistic differences and potentially some differences in approach. And, you know, time will tell the relative merits of those. But look, Larissa, I think, has hit the ground running. I think she's doing a terrific job as leader. She's a fabulous person. She's a fabulous communicator. She's got a big heart and she really cares about the things that I think most of our members and most of our supporters care about. And, you know, I believe we are in a position to deliver significant reform through this parliament. The biggest barrier to that, as I said earlier, is going to be the ambition of the Prime Minister, the ambition of the Treasurer, the ambition of Labor. And we are there if Labor wants to engage in some real progressive reform, whether it be tax reform, whether it be climate, whether it be on environment, whether it be on something like reforming fuel tax credits, whether it be putting in place a gas export tax. I mean, we are here for these things, and we would love to work with Labor to deliver some of those things.
And I note the Greens have kept Labor honest on a few issues, working with the Coalition and the crossbench on things like aged care places as well. What do you make of criticism that the change in style is letting Labor off the hook a little bit? You know, one thing that your former colleague, Max Chandler-Mather, your former parliamentary colleague, your party colleague now, argues is that more needs to be done to not work with the government, but develop the Greens' own economic narrative, own kind of populist narrative to build support.
Oh, look, I think Max is right about that, and I think our work on the capital gains tax discount is part of an approach, you know, quite similar to what Max is suggesting here. Look, Larissa's been very upfront about us wanting to get shit done, and we will take every opportunity on a case-by-case basis. And this is not an either-or scenario. Like, we can work wherever we can find the support in Parliament to deliver reform that works for people, that makes a fairer economy, a fairer society, delivers climate action, delivers environmental protections. And at the same time, we can be strong and we can fight for the things that need to be fought for.
Let me ask you a big picture question about our politics. I think the political mood in Australia is a bit grim at the moment. You know, internationally things aren't great. There's a lot of disruption. I think some people, a lot of voters in Australia, have a perhaps slightly dim view of the things that go on here in Canberra. Do you think the system is up to meeting the big challenges of the time?
It's a terrific question, and I understand why you would ask that question. I understand why people feel that the system in Canberra is actually not fit for purpose. As I said earlier, everywhere people turn, they're getting smashed at the moment. They're living with the breakdown of our climate. They're living with biodiversity collapse. They've got a massive, rampant economic inequality. They've got a tax system that favours the super wealthy and the big corporations. So I genuinely understand why people think the political system isn't working for them. And you've got, you know, both major parties in Canberra, they love to talk about things like productivity increases and balancing inflation and the need to bring down government spending, but none of that makes any sense to people who are out there struggling at the supermarket checkout or to pay their power bills or their school levies, or who are watching the temperature of the planet just climb through the roof while the Australian government's just opening new coal and gas mines hand over fist. So what we want to focus on in the Greens is how we can deliver a better future. And one of the great triumphs of neoliberalism and the neoliberal parties, and I would include the Labor Party in that, by the way, is to convince people that hope doesn't exist and there is no opportunity for a better future. There is an opportunity for a better future. It's political choice that needs to be exercised to deliver a better future. We can have a fairer society. We can have a fairer economy. We can have an environment that functions. We can get on top of climate change. It is just a matter of putting enough people here into Canberra to exercise the political choices to make that happen. And that's where the Greens come in.
Okay, we're nearly out of time. I've got to let you get back to Senate estimates, but let me ask you about your life outside politics. It's a free day in your beautiful home state of Tasmania. No work. How are you going to spend it? What's Nick McKim's free time look like?
Well, Nick McKim's free time looks like a fair bit of Fortnite, it has to be said.
I knew you were a gamer. That's interesting.
I do play Fortnite, and I love to play it with my family, particularly the younger folks in the family. But one thing I did, Tom, over the festive season was went on a pretty gnarly bushwalk. I did the Western Arthurs Traverse. And for anyone listening who's a bushwalker or a Tasmanian, you'll know about that bushwalk. It's a lot of people say it's the most difficult bushwalk in Australia. It was a very, very challenging walk. And if I can say, it had a couple of absolutely sphincter clenching traverses had to be done to get through, where one stumble could have ended up with the front page that no one wants to see in politics, which is a casual vacancy for the Greens in Tasmania. I guess my spare time is spent a combination of gaming and bushwalking.
Do you think enough of us mainlanders get down to Tassie?
Well, I hope more and more people come down, and I think they will, to be honest, because climate change is going to be a great driver of migration from other parts of Australia, and already is, I might add, into Tasmania. But a dear friend of mine and a great environmentalist, John Kadelka, cartoonist for, you know, many, many, many media outlets, just died a couple of days ago. And one of John's great little campaigns was "Tasmania is terrible, don't come here."
Oh, that's good.
So in memory of John Kadelka, please don't come down. We like it just the way it is.
Well, that's great. Well, Nick McKim, I've enjoyed our chat. Thank you very much for joining us on the pod.
Thanks, Tom. Much appreciated.
Thanks for joining us again on the pod this week. You can always write to us at australianpolitics@theguardian.com. We love hearing from listeners, and we're open to your suggestions on who you'd like to hear from in future interviews. The executive producer of the podcast is Alison Chan. I'm Tom McElroy. See you next week.